In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, the book of Judges, just to summarize what the book of Judges is about, Israel did evil in the sight of God, and she would lose battles, and she would not win. And then they would cry out, and God would send a judge to conquer the enemy. And we look at the call of Gideon today, taken from the sixth chapter of Judges, verse 11. "And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak tree, which was at Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites." The Midianites were conquering Israel. "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto Gideon and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, mighty man of valor." Now Gideon feels like the wimp of the year, and God calls him the mighty man of valor. "And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then has this befallen us? Where are all the miracles which our fathers told us of? Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Well, he was very honest with God. We heard that God opened the sea. We heard that God provided manna. We heard that God led the people through the desert. We heard all these miracle stories. Where are they in our life today? Where are they in our life today? "And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, that you should save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent you? And he said unto him, O my Lord, shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house." We remember yesterday. The wisdom of God is the weakness of the cross, which is the strength of God. God chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. "And the Lord said unto him, Surely I will be with thee, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, If now I have found grace in your sight, then show me a sign that you talk with me." In other words, I want to see that this is real and it's not a dream. "Give me a sign, and depart from hence, I pray thee, until I come and see thee. Bring forth my presence and set it before me, and said, I will tarry until you come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket, and he put the broth in a pot, and brought it out unto him under the oak tree, and presented it. And the angel of the Lord said unto Gideon, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and lay them upon the rock, and pour out your broth. And Gideon did so. Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of his staff, and was in his hand, and touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there arose up a fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord. And Gideon said, Alas, O God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto you, fear not, for you shall not die." I tell you, my friends, God is into choosing the weak of the world to confound the wise. Are you weak today? Oh, God's going to choose you. God has chosen you. You can't rub two pennies together. I'm telling you, God's choosing you. He chose Gideon, who was the runt of the litter. The Manasseh family was awful, was very poor and very broken, and Gideon was the most broken and the most poor. And guess what happens? God is going to defeat the Midianites through Gideon. We're going to skip a little now, and we're going to see Gideon's asks for a sign. And Gideon said unto God, if you will save Israel by my hand, as you have said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool on the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, and thou hast said. In other words, that the fleece would become wet with the dew, and the grass would be dry, and I'll know that God is asking me to defeat Midian. And it was so, for he rose up early on the morrow and thrust the fleece together and wrung out the dew out of the fleece, a full bowl of water. And Gideon said unto God, let not your anger be against me. I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but once with the fleece. Let it now be dry, the fleece be dry, and upon the ground let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece, only there was dew on the ground. So God is equipping Gideon to go out and to fight against the Midianites. Let me just tell you something that happened to me about 40 years ago. We had just come into the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we were meeting with different people at a house. And the people said, Tom, you're going to be the leader. And I felt, my gosh, the last thing I want to do is to lead these people. So I said to the Lord, I put a fleece before you, just like Gideon. And I'm going to ask you to show me if you want me to be the leader. The leader is a servant, I'm telling you. In other words, to serve in leading the prayer meeting. And what happened was I saw no fleece, I saw no dew, but then somebody said, look at the fleece on the floor. And there it was. It was a rug, a fleece rug. And guess who was on the fleece rug? Donna Dew. And the dew was on the fleece. This is real. This is real. The dew was on the fleece. Donna Dew was her name. And I'm telling you, this is real stuff that God knows how to do in choosing the weak of the world to confound the wise, so that no honor will go to the weak and all the glory will go to the Lord. Let me tell you, this is reality. This is reality. If you're feeling weak today, let me also tell you, God wants to use you in a mighty way to defeat your own Midianites. He is the God who is and who was and who is to come to defeat the Midianites, your Midianites. What is your Midianites? Maybe it is fear today. Maybe you are being tortured with torment. God wants to defeat your fear and your torment, because he says there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Now, 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 now. That means God has chosen you because you are weak, and through the cross you can be strong. The weakness of God is the cross, but it's stronger than the strength of the world. The weakness of the cross is the crucified Jesus, and it is stronger. He is stronger than the strength of the world. He is the wisdom of God. God shows his wisdom on the cross when Jesus Christ sheds his blood for you and for me, all of us who are weak. Oh yes, I'm one of the weak ones too. What do you think? I've got it all together. I'm as weak as you are, and I know that God uses the weak of the world to confound the wise. I know that. I've seen it in my life. I've seen how God has used me, and not only used me, but God has used people around me. And I say, you know, anyone who is being called by God is weak. I'm telling you that. We might show up looking bright and bushy-tailed, yes, but everyone that God calls is weak because we are in need of a Savior, and there is only one Savior, and His name is Jesus. We are in need of salvation, and there is only one salvation, and His name is Jesus. What did He say? There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of Jesus. So in your weakness, I want you to present it to God. Don't let your weakness destroy you. I want your weakness to be given over to God, that He would use it, that you would be a witness. He calls us to witness in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth, because He gives us the power of the Holy Spirit. I want you to remember that in your weakness, He is most strong. Weakness is not an excuse not to do the will of God. Now, before I go to the next scripture, I want to tell you there is going to be a rally at Planned Parenthood, 1055 Commonwealth Avenue, and the rally is to defund Planned Parenthood. It's from 10 to 12, Saturday the 22nd of August. This is going to take place all throughout the country. Rallies at every Planned Parenthood. Ours is at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. It's going to be Saturday the 22nd of August, 10 to noon. And what is the rally for? To plan to defund Planned Parenthood from our tax money. This is what the rally is for. And there will be signs there to defund Planned Parenthood. We do not want Planned Parenthood to take our money and kill people and use the parts of the babies for graft. This is evil. This is evil. So I'm calling you on Saturday, the 22nd of August, that's this Saturday. I believe it's the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. At least it used to be the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. There will be a rally to defund Planned Parenthood, and it's from 10 to noon, and it's on Saturday, the 22nd of August. Will you go? Will you go and be a witness? Will you go? That's my question. Will you go? Will you go and be a witness? So we're continuing now with Gideon. Now, Gideon's going to lead the army of the Lord. He's going to lead the army of the Lord because now he put two fleeces before the Lord, and exactly it happened that way. Then Zerubbabel, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Morah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. In other words, there are too many of the Israelites. And if you win, you'll be saying, we did it. So I'm going to reduce the army. I'm going to reduce the army, and I'm going to choose the weak ones. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned people 20 and 2,000 that remained, 10,000. In other words, 22,000 left and 10,000 remained. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, and the same shall go with thee, and all whoever I say unto you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go with you. In other words, the Lord is going to pick the army. And so he brought down the people into the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that laps the water with his tongue as a dog laps it, shall thou set by himself. Therefore everyone that bows down on his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped putting their hand to their mouth were 300 men. He's going to defeat the Midianites with 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped the water will I save you, and I will deliver you from the Midianites into your own hand. And let all other people go, every man to his own place. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he set all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained their 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. So God is going to defeat the Midianites with 300 people. How many Midianites are there? There are thousands. There's thousands. How is God going to do it with 300 men? Well, he's going to do it so that all the glory goes to him. Oh, yes, all the glory goes to him. When God answers our prayer, it's all the glory goes to him. We prayed with somebody on Saturday, and they got a lot better. They said, thank you, Father Tom. I said, thank you, Jesus. It's all about Jesus. He is the healer. He is the one that does it. He does it through us, but it's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus. And it came to pass that same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get down unto the host, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you fear to go down, go with Purah, thy servant, down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say, and afterwards shall thine hands be strengthened to go down into the host. In other words, he's going to hear what the enemies are saying. And they went down with Purah, his servant, into the outside of the armed men, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand of the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream to his fellow and said, behold, I dreamt a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came into the tent, and I smote it, that it fell, and overturned it, that the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, the man of Israel, into the hand God has delivered the Midianites. Now let's see how he's going to do it with the 300 men. They're very interesting. It's all about praise. It's all about worship. It's all about the glory of God. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream, that the interpretation, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the host hath delivered unto thee the hands, unto your hands Midian. And he divided the 300 men with three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, and the empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. In other words, follow me. Whatever I do, you shall do. When I blow the trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpet also on every side of the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. So Gideon and the hundred men that were with him came onto the outside of the camp, and beginning in the middle watch, they had newly set the watch, and they blew their trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands, and the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands, and blow withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpet of the Lord, set every man's sword against the fellow, even throughout all the host, and the host fled. So we see Israel wins. How? It was praise. They're blowing the trumpets. They're blowing the trumpets. They're breaking the jars. Oh, yes, it's by praise that we defeat the enemy. It's by praise that we defeat the enemy, yes. We might forget that. When things are going bad, we forget that praise is the answer. Praising God is the answer to defeat the enemy. Do you remember that? Do you remember that, that you're going through a difficult time today? How are you going to win over this difficult time? First of all, God chose the weak of the world to confound the wise, but He asks us to praise Him, and in the praise comes the power of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the praise comes the power of God. Do you understand what I'm saying? We are called to praise His name, weak as we are, and we shall see the deliverance into our hands, for God has made it so. He is a wonderful God. He is a God who cares for us. He is a God who calls the weak and makes them strong so that all glory goes to Him. Oh, yes, all glory goes to Him. We are not able to do the things He calls us to do on our own strength. Why? Because we're weak. But He gives us the Holy Spirit so that we can do the things that belong to Him. And we who are weak become strong because we use faith as our weapon. Oh yes, faith as our weapon. We need to believe. We need to believe that God chose the weak of the world to confound the wise, and that God wants to use us in the battle. We are all in a battle. And God says, in the midst of the battle, hallelujah, praise you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory and praise to Jesus Christ. Praise and honor to you, O Lord, for you are the victorious one, and you have chosen us to defeat the Midianites, our own Midianites. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You chose Gideon with 300 men to destroy the Midianites. And they did it by praise. They did it by blowing the shofar and by breaking the big pots. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is how you did it. Now, if someone was to say, I'm going to tell you how to do it this way, you'd say, that's crazy. That's crazy. But God won the victory that day over Midian with 300 people. Okay, I want to invite you to a rally at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. That's Planned Parenthood. The rally is to defund Planned Parenthood. It's on Saturday, the 22nd of August, 10 o'clock in the morning till noon. We want to defund Planned Parenthood. This is going to take place all over the country. Rallies all over the country. Why? Because we want to defund Planned Parenthood. We do not want our tax dollars to go to that baby-killing machine. It is the biggest baby-killing machine in the world. Every day, a woman walks in that place, and she has a baby within her womb. And when she walks out, the devil says, you killed your child. I'm telling you, this Saturday, the 22nd of August, show up at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. The only thing you need to bring is your faith. There's going to be a rally to defund Planned Parenthood. It's going to take place between 10 and 12 in the afternoon. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory is the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to hear from people so that we can pay our July bills. www.inseason.net, and you can leave a donation online, or Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.